This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister Simpson Miller launches project for unattached youth in Southwest St. Andrew. Ananda Alert gets $9 million boost and industry ministry to designate special economic zones. The details after this message.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has launched an income-generating project for unemployed young persons in Southwest St. Andrew. The income-generating opportunities for unemployed young people through linkages with established micro, small and medium-sized enterprises project is valued at just under $12 million. It is funded by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund and will be executed by the Jamaica Exporters Association in collaboration with St. Andrew Settlement. Addressing the launch in Majesty Gardens Tuesday, Prime Minister Simpson Miller encouraged beneficiaries to make full use of the opportunities being provided.
You're on a path and you are destined for success. And no matter what, no matter how frustrating it might become, continue your program and ensure you graduate. It is about self-development. You must be able to stand tall and shoulder to shoulder with people anywhere in the world.
The project will provide vocational training and internship for persons aged 18 to 35 years in areas such as craft design and jewelry making. $9 million is being spent to boost the response and recovery mechanism of the Ananda Alert system. Ananda Alert is a nationwide system designed to ensure the safe and speedy recovery of a child who goes missing or is abducted. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says the additional resources will help to ensure the required staffing and management mechanisms are in place to support the program.
We now have a staff of 5. With greater effort and with a budget, the Ananda Alert system will operate at greater levels of efficiency as well.
Minister Hanna was speaking at the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding on Tuesday, involving a number of stakeholders, including the Ministries of National Security and Education, Child Development Agency, and the Public Broadcasting Corporation of Jamaica. The MOU establishes a multisectoral approach for enhancing the Ananda Alert system. The Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce will be moving to designate special economic zones in an effort to capitalize on opportunities from the Logistics Hub Initiative. Minister Anthony Hilton says JAMPRO will promote and market these zones to companies engaged in various logistics activities. He says these activities include, but are not limited to, assembly, warehousing, distribution and packaging.
Further, the ministry will reactivate the Industrial Apprenticeship Program, working together with HART NTA to train the workforce needed to operationalize and take advantage of the tens of thousands of jobs that will be created.
The Industry Ministry is also working with a consortium of tertiary institutions to develop training programs for the skills needed to successfully implement the Logistics Hub Initiative. And representatives of the Ministry of Labour and Social Security will tour several businesses that have benefited from the interventions of the Jamaica Productivity Centre, JPC. The tour forms part of activities for National Workers Week. Speaking at the recent launch of National Labour Day 2013 and National Workers Week, Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer said the ministry's main focus this year is on developing a productivity culture.
Hence, we intend to get into the workplace to see exactly what is happening and what the interventions of the Jamaica Productivity Centre has been achieving.
Interventions by the JPC have focused on issues such as waste reduction, energy conservation, productivity-linked wage systems, and non-monetary compensation systems. The tours will begin 3 days before the official start of Workers' Week, to be observed from May 19 to May 23. The Jamaica Productivity Centre is the national organization responsible for promoting and facilitating productivity enhancement at the national, sectoral, industry and enterprise levels. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.